It is a Wednesday morning, and to Brady, g'day.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Jeremy Kyle, the Prime Minister, has entered this debate.
Yes, so just to recap for anyone that didn't hear this story yesterday, the Jeremy Kyle show, which is basically Britain's version of Jerry Springer, really, lots of people with issues and relationship problems on a stage, in a TV studio, and Jeremy Kyle is the mediator, if you like. The show last week, there was a guy on it, we now know, a 63-year-old British man called Steve Diamond. He did a lie detector test to prove that he had not been unfaithful in his relationship, and he failed the lie detector test, reportedly. Spool forward a few days, and he has been found dead from a suspected drugs overdose. The Prime Minister has waded into the row now. Theresa May says she is deeply disturbed by this case and she wants to take a look at the well-being, really, of participants in reality shows. You know, what kind of aftercare policies they have and how they look after people's mental health and their safety post-show. Jeremy Kyle has been taken off air, filming suspended, and that episode featuring Mr. Diamond will never be broadcast.
And probably rightly so. What about this actor who's harmed an elephant, allegedly?
Well, people will be familiar with Martin Clunes from shows like Doc Martin and years ago, Men Behaving Badly. He's been filming for ITV in Nepal, and it is a wildlife documentary, basically just looking at how animals are treated. And he expressed reservations about how elephants are being treated, and he didn't particularly want to ride an elephant. But the footage went out, nevertheless, of him clambering up an elephant's face to get on top of it to ride along. And I mean, when you see the footage, it's clumsy, it's awkward. He just issued a statement saying he never meant any harm, did not intend to hurt the elephant. But the end result is the Born Free Foundation, the charity he's a patron of, they've just dumped him. They say they do not want Martin Clunes associated with their work.
Interesting times indeed. All right, mate, enjoy your dinner and we'll do it again tomorrow with you, and you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
And registrations open today for City to Surf. So if you want to run with me in Perth in August, get on that today.